Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. 10th International Yoga Day being celebrated across the globe today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the celebrations from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. CBI registers case in connection with UGC NET June 2024 examination. Government to launch 10th round of commercial coal mines auction today. Curtains to come down on the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival this evening. And in the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India beat Afghanistan by 47 runs in Barbados in their first game of the Super 8 stage. And now the news in detail. The 10th edition of International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function in India was held at Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi performed yoga this morning at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Center, SKICC, located on the banks of Dal Lake. On the occasion, the Prime Minister participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi extended greetings to people performing yoga in the country, in every corner of the world on International Yoga Day. He said International Yoga Day has completed a historic journey of 10 years. In 2014, he proposed International Yoga Day at the United Nations, which was supported by 177 nations, and this was a record in itself. He said since then, Yoga Day has been creating new records.
Yoga ki ye prerna hamare sakaratmak prayason ko urja deti rahe. Sathiyo, aaj pravilamb hua kyunki varsha ne kuch badhaye paida ki, lekin maine kal se main dekh raha pure Jammu Kashmir mein, Srinagar mein, yoga ke prati jo aakarshan bana hai, jis umang aur utsah ke saath log yoga ke sath judne ke liye aatur hain, ye apne aap mein Jammu Kashmir ke turizm ko ek nayi taakat dene ka avsar ban gaya hai.
The Prime Minister said this year, a 101-year-old woman yoga teacher from France was accorded the Padma Shri. She had never come to India, but she dedicated her entire life to creating awareness about yoga.
Isi saal Bharat mein, France ki 101 saal ki ek mahila yoga teacher ko Padma Shri award diya gaya tha. Wo kabhi Bharat nahi aayi, lekin unhone yoga prachar ke liye apna pura jeevan samarpit kar diya.
Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav and many other dignitaries took part in the event. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad joined the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. This year's theme is Yoga for Self and Society, which emphasizes the vital role the practice plays in fostering both individual well-being and societal harmony. Various mass yoga demonstrations are being held across the country and around the world on the International Yoga Day. Ministers and officials in the national capital performed yoga asanas to emphasize the importance of wellness and mindfulness. Health Minister J.P. Nadda participated in a mass yoga demonstration at the Yamuna Sports Complex. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, along with INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju, took part in the yoga session at Lodhi Garden. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with other diplomats, also performed yoga. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju participated in the celebrations at Millennium Park. Union Ministers Prahlad Joshi, H.D. Kumaraswamy and B.L. Verma practiced yoga at separate locations across Delhi. Army Chief Designate Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi and Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also performed yoga exercises this morning. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav performed yoga at Lal Parade Ground in Bhopal. On this occasion, the Chief Minister also launched the Shri Anna Sanvardhan Abhiyan, that is, Millets Promotion Campaign. In Bihar, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai took part in Yoga Day event at Sarai Ranjan in Samastipur district. The Sashastra Seema Bal SSB Bihar unit has organized public programs in several cities in the state. A special yoga session has also been organized at Akashwani Patna premises. In Gujarat, Yoga Day celebrations are taking place at 312 prominent locations across the state. We have a report.
In Gujarat, the state-level program to celebrate World Yoga Day is being held at Nada Beth near Indo-Pakistan border in Banaskantha district. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel is taking part in the event. Nearly 10,000 people are participating in the celebration at Nada Beth. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is taking part in the World Yoga Day event in Ahmedabad, while Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil is participating in an event at Surat. Gujarat Postal Circle has organized a unique celebration. Under this initiative, yoga programs are being organized in districts situated along the Tropic of Cancer. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Across the globe, lakhs of enthusiasts gathered to perform asanas, emphasizing yoga's role in fostering unity and harmony. In the United States, about 10,000 people from different countries performed yoga at the iconic Times Square in the New York City yesterday. The Consulate General of India, New York, along with the Times Square Alliance, had organized a day-long celebration featuring seven yoga sessions. In Sri Lanka, the Consulate General of India at Hambantota has made arrangements for the International Yoga Day celebrations at the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Galle. Over 300 people from various walks of life are participating in the event. Former President Ramnath Kovind has said that yoga is not associated with any particular sect or religion, as the thought behind it is that the whole world is one family. Talking to Akashwani News on the eve of International Yoga Day, Mr. Kovind said the practice of yoga unites people and communities, and it also has potential to connect one nation with another nation.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस के अवसर पर मैं सभी देशवासियों को अपनी हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। हम सब जानते हैं योग का अभ्यास एक व्यक्ति को दूसरे व्यक्ति से जोड़ता है, एक समुदाय को दूसरे समुदाय से जोड़ता है और एक देश को दूसरे देश से जोड़ने का सामर्थ्य रखता है। योग के पीछे जो सोच है उसके अनुसार सारा संसार एक ही परिवार है, जिसे हम सब वसुधैव कुटुम्बकम कहते हैं।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the morning news. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will be arriving in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. During the visit, apart from holding bilateral consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, she is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. The Bangladesh Prime Minister will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. This will be the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in India. The CBI has registered a case in connection with the UGC NET June 2024 examination. It comes after the exam was cancelled by the government. The case was registered against unknown persons on the basis of complaint received from the Secretary of Department of Education for compromising the integrity of the UGC NET exam. The exam was conducted by the National Testing Agency across different cities in the country on the 18th of this month. The government will launch the 10th round of commercial coal block auction today. In this round, 60 blocks will be offered. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy will launch the auctions in Hyderabad. In a statement, Coal Ministry said that these blocks are strategically located across different states and regions and will support regional economic development and help in employment generation. In Punjab, farmers have welcomed the increase in the minimum support prices of 14 Kharif season crops by the central government. Our correspondent has the details.
The agricultural state Punjab has a distinct identity for itself across the country for the production of many crops. In such a situation, the increase in minimum support price MSP has special significance for the farmers here. The farmers are happy with the increase in the minimum support price of 14 different crops by the Union Cabinet and are especially thanking the Prime Minister.
मैं मनप्रीत सिंह लोगा पंजाब से किसान हूँ. MSP बढ़ाने से किसानों का जीवन तो खुशहाल होगा ही, साथ में ही इन सभी पर जो निर्भर करते हैं, मजदूर हैं, वो सफलतापूर्वक हो सकेंगे. किसानों की आय भी बढ़ेगी और पहले ही मोदी जी ने जो किसान सम्मान निधि योजना दी रखी है उससे भी किसानों का जो आत्मविश्वास है, आत्मबल है, वो बढ़ रहा है. इसलिए हम उनका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करते हैं.
सर्टनली इंक्रीजिंग द मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस विल पेव द वे फॉर द फार्मर्स ऑफ द स्टेट टू अर्न मोर इनकम फ्रॉम देयर एग्रीकल्चरल प्रोडक्ट्स. शिशु शर्मा शांतल, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, जालंधर.
Indian Railways successfully conducted a trial run of an 8-coach mainline electric multiple unit memu train on the world's highest railway bridge, Chenab Bridge in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. The move will pave the way for the start of rail service on the route from Riyasi to Baramulla in Kashmir. The Ministry of Defence has organised an ex-serviceman job fair at Air Force Station Hendon today. The job fair aims to offer a second opportunity to ex-servicemen for employment. The Ministry said that the veterans of the tri-services from all over the country are eligible for participation in the job fair organised by the Directorate General Resettlement. With a severe heatwave gripping Delhi, the death toll from heat-related illnesses is increasing in city hospitals. Since the 16th of this month, at least 24 deaths from heat stroke have been reported at the Safdarjung Hospital, while 62 people have been admitted due to heat-related illnesses. Two people lost their lives at Safdarjung Hospital in the past 24 hours. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over central, eastern and southern parts of the country for the next few days. According to IMD, a fresh spell of heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Kerala, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra for the next 5 days. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF, will come to a close in Mumbai this evening. The 7-day event had started with the India premiere of Billy and Molly, an auto love story directed by Charlie Hamilton James on the 15th of this month. Besides Mumbai, parallel screenings were also held in Delhi, Kolkata, Pune and Chennai to broaden the festival's reach to audiences across the country. Here is a report.
The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival had 314 films from 59 countries in 61 languages. Further, MIFF hosted engaging masterclasses and panel discussions with various industry luminaries. Awards of rupees 42 lakhs will be given in various categories this year. DOC Film Bazaar was organized for the first time to help boost the film production by providing a platform to filmmakers to find buyers, sponsors and collaborators for their projects. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Afghanistan by 47 runs at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados in their first game of the Super 8 stage last night. Opting to bat, the men in blue posted 181 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Afghanistan were bundled out for 134 in 20 overs. Meanwhile, the Super 8 match between Australia and Bangladesh is currently underway in Antigua. Bangladesh have set a target of 141 runs against Australia. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu.
Thank you, Nishit. Tamil Nadu huge tragedy toll mounts to 39, many in serious condition, headlines The Hindu. PM Modi says statehood for J&K soon, preparations for state polls on is the top story in the Indian Express. Patna High Court strikes down Bihar quota hike beyond 50% ceiling as bad in law is the cover page story in the Times of India. In NEET row, Supreme Court stays proceedings before three high courts as Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says government committed to protecting interests of students according to the statesman. Seven-term MP Bharturhari Mahtab appointed pro-tem speaker of Lok Sabha reports the Tribune. RBI flags pursuit of growth at cost of risk build-up, says the Economic Times. And finally, Western disturbances rescue Delhi, breaking scorching day-night heat streak, reports the Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we close the headlines once again. The 10th International Yoga Day being celebrated across the globe today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the celebrations from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. CBI registers case in connection with UGC NET June 2024 examination. Government launched 10th round of commercial coal mines auction today. Curtains to come down on the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival this evening. And in the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India beat Afghanistan by 47 runs in Barbados in the first game of the Super 8 stage. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.